It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good afternoon to you. It's a wonderific Wednesday, the 28th. We're almost done with August. Can you believe that? This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall, and I'm Larry Toonforce, and you can't hear me? I'm too loud? Oh, okay. Hold on. Is that better? Okay. I'm talking to my guest here. She said I'm too loud in her headphones. This is Larry Toonforce. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. And today, and every day, we're brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And that's our sponsors. Our phone number again is 702-298-1063 if you have any questions for our guest. And our guest today is Kathleen Whitehead, who is with the Laughlin Town Advisory Board. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Excited about being here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Because so far, between you and the sergeant with the Highway Patrol, you're the only two I can get from Metro, from Laughlin. I've given my card to the library lady. I've invited the lieutenant from the police department. I've invited the town manager. I don't know how many times. I guess he's afraid of me.
Have you talked to Richard from the rec center?
No, don't know him.
Ooh.
But when's your next town board meeting? Because I'll come, because all those people report to you guys.
It's always the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
At 1:30.
Second Tuesday of the month. So
at 1:30 in the Civic Center.
That's
going to
be September the 10th.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In the Civic Center.
Right. All right. I'm going to come because then I'll...
Well, the more the merrier. And what I tell people when they come, when I put it out on Facebook and everything to get people to come, is I always tell them, stay to the very end, because that's when... People have 3 minutes to voice or give presentations or whatever. And that's where you find out a lot of the most interesting things was that. That's where we found out everybody else, almost everybody had left, you know, the audience.
Right.
And that's when the guy from the state came down, or the county, and told us how much the bridge was going to cost. And told us that we will not have any... power lines, anything put in on that 3 mile road. So if you stay till the end, that's when we found out.
Wow.
And that's where you find out about, like, what's going on with the old electrical plant and the new road that's going to be going from Harris to Needles Highway. They're just about getting ready to start that. It's going to be
they're just redoing the existing road. Road, right?
Yes, where you can only go 35 miles an hour. Yeah. It's a big speed trap. Yeah. We all know that. And so they're getting ready to start putting in the sewers, you know, all that that kind of work. And it's going to be really nice. It's going to go I have a picture, but you can't show
I know. Hold that up to the microphone.
There you go. It's going to be really nice. They're taking a lot of the curves out that are there. And so they're getting the approval, the money. They're doing the they have it to where the engineers have already done their part and all that. So they're getting about ready to start that.
Good.
And the speed limit will go up to 45 miles an hour.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you could go 55, but they prefer
45
is going to be the posted speed limit.
Okay.
So they're going to be starting that real soon.
Good.
And then what's happening on Casino Drive right now is they're putting infrastructure and stuff there, sewers, new sewers, and other stuff.
On that section there from
that's
Harris,
going from Harris
south,
163
north,
to
south.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You turn on the bridge and
yep.
it's left. Okay.
Yep.
From 163 to Harris, so they're doing a lot of infrastructure, new infrastructure and stuff there, too, to make it better.
Okay. Well, that's from the bridge to Harris?
Uh-huh.
They're doing all that on the main part of the...
Yeah,
whoa.
That's where you see the signs now and, say, and
yeah.
stuff. Because, let's face it, our infrastructure is not all that good.
You have to keep modifying
it.
You
that's
have to.
It.
Yeah.
And then the road, like we call it, the road.
The road.
The road that everybody talks about in front of the water company.
Right.
That really bad on Thomas Edison.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the bid's gone out, and they should be starting that in November, December, when the weather's cooler.
Right.
And what they're going to do is that whole section from 163 to Civic Drive
right.
is going to be all torn up, and it's going to be all brand new road
okay.
and stuff. So,
well, that road has always got a lot of water. From the mountains, the hillsides that come down.
Yeah.
And water and asphalt don't mix real well, especially when you have more water than asphalt.
That's it. And so they're fixing, that's going to be coming up. It
good.
Is going to get fixed, and it'll be a really nice road when it's finished.
Good, because that goes, like you said, from 163 behind the
water
behind the
company.
Civic Center, uh-huh. by the fire department, and then behind the Riverside parking lot. And so that'll be nice because
uh-huh.
it's kind of a cutoff road there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what's nice is I think enough people complained about it because it wasn't even in the 5-year plan for Clark County to fix it.
Wow.
And so people started complaining about it on Facebook and stuff. And
one of the things you have to look at is the fire department probably complained because you
they
drive that
to.
You drive that into the back of the fire department and you pull
mm-hmm.
the trucks through.
Yep.
So they're tearing up their trucks on that road. Just that short little distance that they're driving it.
Well, and it's funny because you'll see people don't want to go in that bad part.
Yeah.
The part that was pulled up.
Right.
And Clark County said it's fixed. It's good enough. They took it out so we didn't have the potholes and all that.
And they call that good enough, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I wasn't on the 5-year plan to fix it.
Did you say, show me where you have that road in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny because then people started driving on the other side, and then they would get over
yep.
to turn, and now that side of the road is just
getting
as bad,
bad
if
yep.
not worse. So, yeah, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel for that.
Okay,
so.
Good. I had to drive that a couple of weeks ago when they had the shooting at because they had Casino Drive closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted the sergeant. I have his cell number. And,
uh-huh.
and I texted him. And I said, can I get to work? And he goes, yeah, but you're going to take the back road in.
Yeah.
So, and I had
so
to.
So you saw
come
it.
Come into the wall. Yeah. Well, I drove on it, yeah.
Yeah, well, but if there are, if citizens in Laughlin, I heard there is a website that you can get on. It's called Clark Connect.
Okay.
And it puts you into Clark County, and then I haven't actually done it myself, but I've seen where people have done it. And you go into it, and then you find Laughlin, our
right.
town, and that's where you can put your complaints about different things.
All right.
Like the roads and whatever else we have.
Or like you said, they can come to the town board.
To the town board.
And take that 3 minutes. And you guys have it at the end of your meeting. See, in Bullhead, it's at the beginning of the meeting.
Well, it's yeah. it's kind of different.
Yeah. Well, hey, every city's different.
You know, eventually maybe it'll be changed. But
yeah, and who's to say which one's right and which one's wrong? I don't know.
Well, if people, and Scott Johnson from the Laughlin Buds is really good because I am
right.
not tech savvy and I keep putting it out there and people know it, I'm not. So I'll say, you know, the LTAB meeting's coming up and I'm sure Scott will put the agenda and he always posts the agenda for me. And if people would read it and see what's on the agenda, the first part of the LTAB meeting is if anybody has questions about what's going to be coming up. You know, from the different
on the agenda. Okay,
they can speak then, and put their concerns and stuff. The thing at the end is basically where we can't. The LTAB can listen, but we can't say anything.
Right. Yeah.
I guess if that makes sense.
And that's that way in Bullhead.
Uh-huh.
You know, during call to the public, it's for the public to talk to you guys. Mm-hmm. They can't ask you questions. You can't respond. The only time you can respond, the way I understand it, is if someone was to personally attack you.
Yes.
You know, they say, I see Kathleen speeding all over town, you know, and then you come, then they're attacking you, and you can respond, you know. Mm-hmm. You can say, I was taking my husband to the hospital or something.
Yeah.
That's why I was speeding that day or whatever.
Well, what's nice about it, too, is that last 3 minutes is people that aren't on the agenda. Because if you want to get on the agenda, somebody wants to get on the agenda, they have to call Tammy, the town manager's administrative assistant and stuff, and then you can get put on the agenda. But a lot of people that aren't on the agenda, like LEDC, Laughlin Economic Development people, I don't know what this is. I do know, but I can't remember.
Commission,
thank you. That's when they'll bring up a lot of the different things that are happening, that are presenting. They'll give like a synopsis of what they've been doing, things they've been working on. So they'll present. We just had, I think it was the water board maybe. No, the chief came down, the fire chief. He didn't talk during that part. But that's where a lot of things you're going to find out about, like the casino drive, the SID. That's where you're going to find out about a lot of stuff, because those are the ones that come down and speak, and it's at that 3 minutes at the end. And I have learned more at the end, and by then
from the public,
the public, and by then usually the room is almost cleared.
Yeah,
they don't stay, and that's the best part. So it really is.
Sometimes at the council meetings in Bullhead, the first call to the public, those 3 minutes.
Yes.
That's pretty interesting too. There's a couple characters in our community that like to go up there and raise cane or just talk to the council, and some of them will do it funny, you know. Some of them do it with anger, but they know they have to control it when they go up to the microphone. So it's often entertaining. So
it is, and I think people think we're just sitting there, and you know, because we can't say anything back.
Right.
But if people notice, we're writing notes, we're writing these things, and we're finding out behind the scenes what's going on and stuff.
And
then we're trying to help.
One of the things often in the city council meetings is if somebody comes up and says, you know, I've got a problem with my road. There's a curve in it, and the people go by fast, and then all of a sudden they're on the other side of the road. This is just an example. And if they were to say that, then all of a sudden they say that, and the mayor may turn to the city manager and say, would you look into that? You know. The only time in Bullhead that the council can give direction to the city manager is during the meeting. They can't call him during the week and give him direction, basically.
No.
So at a time like that, if an individual was to come up with a problem, and if somebody on the council thought, he's got a legitimate complaint here, we need to look into it, then they would ask the city manager to look into it, or tell the individual, would you talk with our city manager after the meeting, and we'll go further on it.
And that's what we do, Dewey. As an example, Gina McKay wanted to know more about our clinic, the VA clinic that we have in Laughlin. So she asked if I could see about that, because we need to know what's going on with our veterans here in Laughlin. And, and not just Laughlin, because it covers the tri-state area.
Right.
So, and we're looking at hopefully some very exciting things coming up with the veterans that I can't really say, because who knows?
Yeah.
And
always subject to change.
Subject to change. So I called up to the VA hospital and talked to their public relations person. And so we're going to get it set up, and it'll be – I don't usually give my inquiring minds out.
Okay.
But it's going to be probably my next inquiring minds.
Okay.
About all that our Veterans Center does here. I mean, our...
Well, and we have Veterans Centers in Bullhead, you know, too. There's like, I think there's two of them. But they're funded differently or whatever.
But this is like our clinic. I'm not sure there's the other close clinic on the other side of the river is down in Kingman.
Right.
But I was just told today that by this public relations person that if you sign up, like a VA hospital or whatever, then you basically get your choice of which clinic you want to use, the Kingman Clinic or the Laughlin.
Oh, okay.
But what he told me, which is interesting, is if you go to the Kingman Clinic and you get referred out to a doctor or whatever, you have to go all the way down to Prescott Hospital, which is the VA hospital there.
Yeah.
Or if you get signed up and you start seeing the doctors in Laughlin, then you can go up to the one up in Las Vegas, which is 110 miles. But
yeah, and I know I had Sonny Borelli on Monday, who's a state senator for Mojave County and beyond. But he was mentioning that something he's been trying to push for years, because he was a House representative before he became a senator. And he said the other day, he said, we're going to get this, but it'll probably be when I'm off, you know, I'll be out of office, because they have term limits. He said, I'll be out of office, but there will be a hospital coming to Mojave County for VAs. So,
well,
he's pushing hard for it.
Well, the VA came and gave a talk. They did a town hall about a month or so ago.
Oh, okay.
And the director up there came down, and he would like to put in each hospital, both Valley View and Warm Sea, he wants to put in a separate ward that would be strictly for veterans.
Oh, okay.
So I talked to Dr. Zuri, and I talked to Jerron, the CEO.
Feliciano,
Feliciano from the Valley View, and they're very excited about it and stuff, because they both have an empty ward that could go. And it would be strictly a veterans wing, I guess.
All right.
Well, now I get an email back from the chief of staff up in Vegas, and he says they have to work through TriWest.
Who's TriWest?
TriWest is the military medical
thing.
And so they have to work through him and through them, and hopefully eventually working through them, you know, it's a government thing. What can you say?
That sums it up.
I might be gone by the time that happens. But I know both the doctors were very excited. Feliciano and Dr. Zuri are very excited about getting that down there, but it might be
a while.
There's so many channels now that they'll have to work through.
Sure. Nothing moves fast in government.
No.
And speaking of not moving fast, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center. Peaceful value and style.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
It's a heartache.
Yeah, we were talking about government and government making things happen, and all of a sudden the song comes on, it's a heartache. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall, and each and every day we're brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And starting Monday, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is going to be our sponsor, too. Yeah, huh? Yeah. See,
who
we're talking
that?
About Dr. Ziri, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's the best. He's terrible. He set me up last week. He had two doctors come over here, and he tells me, Dr. Weaver and Dr. Smith. And I said, okay, great.
Oh, the new orthopedic doctors.
They are, mm-hmm. And they're very nice, and so... He didn't tell him where the studio was. So at like 5 minutes after, I'm texting him. I'm texting the director of marketing. Where's these doctors, you know? And so then I start the show, and they finally come walking in. So I'm kind of motioning them because I'm reading my stuff here. They're sitting down. They put the headphones on. And then, boom, here they are. So the listeners didn't know they walked in at like 8 minutes after 12. So then... I'm introducing them, and we're talking. Then all of a sudden, we go to commercial break, like we just did, and Dr. Smith says, you probably need to know I'm not Dr. Smith. And I said, what? He goes, Smith is my first name. Meads is my last name.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Meads.
So I know, it's very unusual.
Yes. And so then I came out and said, now we're with Dr. Meads and Dr. Weaver, but Dr. Smith didn't leave. That's his first name. So that's the Siri. Dr. Ziri gave me the name.
Well, that's Dr. Ziri for
you. Yeah, I know. Next time I see him, I'm going to say, hey, you set me up, dude.
Yeah.
And he's going to probably laugh and go, yeah, I know I did.
Yep, yeah. He got you.
Yes, he did. Relay for Life is coming up.
Yes, and we have some very exciting things. It's going to happen next Wednesday at between 5 and 8 at Harrah's. Behind the buffet, there's a conference room back there, big conference room. And Harrah's is going to do our second kickoff,
right.
We call it. So they're going to provide the food. They're going to provide Gracie Black is going to do the entertainment.
Right. That's the fourth.
The fourth.
Is Wednesday.
Wednesday from 5 until 8.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody is invited, anybody and everybody that has an interest or wants to find out about the walk, what's happening. The walk is March 13th and 14th.
Right.
I know it's getting close. Well, now it's only about 6 months away.
I know.
And it's going to be at the Field House. So we're still looking for teams to sign up. And you can do that on Wednesday night at Harrah's at kickoff and stuff. We call it a kickoff because we're kicking off basically the second leg of it now. Right now we have over 28 teams.
Oh, wow.
Where... Sad to say, for our area, it's not sad, it's exciting because Kingman joined our relay this year.
Oh, good.
But most of the teams that we have so far are from Kingman.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
No, that's not good. So, hey, okay. People, we need to get people out here and teams and stuff.
Isn't that what you do, is you go around and challenge
the
sponsor, companies?
Well, I'm the sponsorship chairman, and I gave out over 80 packages since February. And so what I did is I sent out a big email blast to them the last 2 days to say, because, 80 is a lot to go back and...
Oh, yeah,
and
you can't go around all of them. Yeah.
And I know how I am. If people keep bugging you, then you're just going to say,
yeah.
So my thing is I'm not going to bug them. So before each kickoff, I sent this off and said, you know, this is a good time. If you have been wondering or thinking about becoming a sponsor,
now's the time.
Then this would be the great time because two that we know that are presenting, who are presenting sponsors, and they donated $5,000.
Oh, okay.
And they'll give us, one will give us the money that night. Dot will give us, like, their $5,000, but it'll be one of those big, huge checks.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So we've already got that money. And Nevada Made Marijuana has agreed to be a $5,000 sponsor.
Wow.
And so they'll presenting that night. We have a couple others that we've gotten.
They'll pay you cash.
Well, I didn't want to say that. But, yes, they did last year, too.
Yeah.
So, and we've gotten a couple other big Culver's.
Good. Oh, yes. I'm sure Lori and Ken are into everything.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she gave us.
They're fantastic.
Well, they're starting at $1,000 as a sponsor. But what she said is she will, and sorry, Lori, if you're listening to this, but she did tell me this, that whatever they made, her team made, Culver's made, the team,
right,
she would match it.
Oh, wow.
And they're already the top earners so far.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For team, for making, they have a.
So, folks, support that. Go buy custard, frozen custard
there
today.
There you go. And what she does is right now she has on the counter, she has a jar. So people can put donations and stuff in there for that.
That's a match.
Yeah. That's part, and they're really excited. Dot's going to have a huge team.
Oh yes, I'm sure.
And a couple others. So this is if you've decided you want to be a sponsor, then this would be a great time because we're going to have the paper.
Right.
We're going to have Laughlin Times. We're going to have the Mojave. TV2 is going to be there to film.
Well, and I'm sure that you're either you or Debbie or Karen or Grace or somebody will come in before that. We'll take a whole hour, and we'll discuss the sponsors and everything and all the teams.
Oh, before the actual walk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. Yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting, though.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and starting next week, Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday, Tuesday, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center will be sponsoring this show. And so we'll see who Dr. Ziri can trick me with then, you know, and he'll send somebody else in. And he was telling me one time he was going to bring Mike, the CEO. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, okay. So he said, block this day. I said, okay, I blocked the day. Then all of a sudden he discovered that he doesn't have that much clout to tell the CEO he needs to come be on the radio.
Oh.
Because the CEO can be a little bit busy to come all the way around the river and do a half-hour radio show, mm-hmm. you know, so... So the next thing I know, Dr. Ziri called and said, oh, let's put these two doctors on that day. So,
well, isn't it nice, back to the relay, is Valley View is a sponsor. They gave us, I think, over $1,000 as sponsorship. And somebody's working, not me, I just didn't get up there yet.
Yeah.
Western Arizona is also going to be a sponsor and stuff. So our goal this year is... between $75,000 and $100,000.
Wow.
And what's really cool about this is close to my heart, because I am a cancer survivor too, as well as a lot of people in my family, is some people on this side of the river, well, quite a few people in Laughlin, want to know where their money's going if they give to the Cancer Society. So I had somebody, our main person, got with Clark County. And because we couldn't break it down into Laughlin, you know, little
Bullhead,
counties.
Right.
But they could break it down into Clark County. How many people last year actually used the American Cancer Society 800 number?
Oh, okay.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Just for a year. They broke it down to me for quarters in a year. But basically, over 3,000 calls, and that was for transportation, hotel, medical needs, wigs, prosthetics, all kinds of stuff. So
where do I find it? How do I do it? You know, that type of thing.
And we'll get that more out there. It's the American Cancer 800 number, but I've got a guy. I'm going to be following up with the guy in Clark County so he can keep me up on how many people actually use.
Good.
And I was blown away by how many people use it. Because a lot of people think the money just goes for research.
Yeah.
Well, 10% goes for administrative cost, and 90% goes to...
And that's pretty common with most nonprofits.
Yeah, but people think most of it goes for administration. But
no,
I was surprised.
Most of them are 92% that goes to services.
Uh-huh.
You know, your operations and management and administration is usually around 8%. But then some of the nonprofits.
We know about
I know.
That's
there's a few of them out there that ride that coattail pretty tight.
But this one's totally surprised me, because you think with the American Cancer Society, you think it's more research.
Right.
And it is a lot for research. But how many people they help when you call that 800 number was totally amazing to me. And stuff.
Good.
And yeah. So
it's like Mike Connor. I had him in here a few
for
weeks
the river
ago.
Fund.
And man, he just kept talking about all the different examples of what he's done and who he's helped and stuff. They're just amazing.
Well, we've got some great stories. When you come to the kickoff on Wednesday at Harris from 5 to 8, and it's in the conference room, like I said, behind the buffet, we're going to have we'll have a lot of stories from survivors, caregivers, you know, which are uplifting to see.
Right.
It works.
But most of the money is given to the American Cancer Society.
But a lot of it stays in our community. People don't realize that.
Okay.
It does stay. It's kind of like the River Fund, but the American Cancer Society is, you know, big organization.
Right.
But they try to keep a lot of the money that we raise for people in our area to use.
Okay.
So,
and you should, hopefully you'll get a number from them as to, you know, what kind of money is distributed to the Bullhead Laughlin area, you know, from both sides.
And I'm trying to find that out, too, because I figure if I'm talking about it,
Yeah.
I should know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes numbers are hard to get.
They are.
I mean, people are still asking what EPCOR paid for
for the
Bullhead District when they bought it, but they don't seem to know.
No.
They say, well, we bought five or six at the same time, and we paid one price. And I said, yeah, but when I go to Walmart, I write one check, but I have this whole list of everything that I bought and how much I paid.
So why don't you know?
They know. Yeah. Somebody knows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they just don't want to tell.
Yeah.
Okay, we got about 6 or 7 more minutes.
Okay, so.
What else is going on in Laughlin?
Oh, a lot of stuff.
Yeah?
A lot of stuff.
You should see the look on her face when she said that.
Well, I also belong to American Legion because I'm a veteran.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, and I'm also a Laughlin Elks, and we can always use new members. But what we have for the American Legion coming up is we're having a steak dinner on Labor Day. It's from 5 until 7 p.m. Tickets this Monday. Tickets are $10. And with that, you get a great steak dinner.
Oh, wow.
My husband's one of the cooks, and he does it really well. And you get a potato, a veggie, butter and roll, salad, and dessert.
To my listeners, I had no idea she was going to come on my show and promote her husband as a good cook and do a commercial for him.
He is. He's pretty good.
The show is brought to you by Catherine's husband.
Hopefully he's not listening. Anyway, but this is really cool. You have to get your ticket. You can only get your tickets at the Legion.
Right.
You have until this Friday to pick it up.
Okay.
So that they know how many steaks.
How
and
many
these are good steaks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not cheap. They're not flat. They're
And your husband's cooking, right?
Yes.
We know.
And they have to be, you have to go into our American Legion and pick up the tickets.
Okay.
It's the only place. But all the money raised goes with Shop with the Cop.
Ah.
With the Laughlin Shop at the Cop.
Metro.
With Metro, our Metro and stuff.
Good.
So they, almost 100% of the money taken in will go to that because the Legion will pay for
it. And I'm
going to
tell
food.
You that Shop with a Cop in Laughlin and Bullhead is huge.
Oh, my gosh,
you
yes.
Know, in Laughlin, Bullhead, it's ran by Lori Duggins and Andy Severiano.
Mm-hmm.
And they do most of the planning and they do all the fundraising.
Uh-huh.
And because, like you said, it's not until December, but the fundraising starts early in the year.
They have to.
Yeah.
With Laughlin, they can only keep it at like 75 kids.
Right.
Otherwise, it gets too out of hand.
I think Bullhead's only about 100.
I think so. And
yeah.
And but that doesn't cover just Laughlin. That covers Cal Navarre and Searchlight Kids, and they bring them all for that day.
Okay.
And stuff. And my group has already made my Loving Hearts and Hands, Knit and Crochet Group, has already made them 75 stockings.
Oh, wow.
We're making
What was the name of that group?
Loving Hearts and Hands, Knit and Crochet Group.
Oh, my gosh.
We do a lot. And we just made the two women made 75 stockings, so each kid will have their own stocking.
Good.
We're going to make hats for them now, so every kid will have their own hat.
Oh, my gosh.
And we made these things called, we call them snowballs, stress balls, whatever, so each one will get that. Also, what's coming is the first Sunday of every month at the Post, American Legion Post 60,
right.
Is bingo from 1 until 3 p.m.
Oh, wow.
This month, the theme is red, white, and blue. So you bring an item of the theme, and you'll receive a free card. And it costs $3 per card, and they play 4 games.
Okay, good.
Then every third Wednesday is spaghetti night. And for $5, you get the spaghetti and meatballs, salad, and bread.
For $5?
For $5.
That's a pretty good price.
It's really good. Every Thursday is Taco Thursday. So you get 2 tacos, beans, and rice for $5.
Good.
And Friday Fish Fry is every Friday. Prices are between $5 and $9. You get baked fried fish, shrimp, chicken strips, coleslaw, hush puppies.
Great.
And the money raised from these go to the different organizations, and then that money gets distributed to a lot of the different organizations in town, like the schools and the scouts and all that other stuff.
Oh, it's all for nonprofit.
It's all for nonprofit. Then the Elks, they do a dinner up at the Post from 5 to 7, and that's all kinds of different things. Special Olympics bowling starts September 13th at the Riverside Bowling Alley. Which is a lot of fun. I'm one of the volunteers for that.
Of course you
it's
are.
Really cool. Oktoberfest is at the Legion, and that is going to be October the 12th with craft vendors. We need craft vendors.
Okay.
We'll have food, music, raffles.
Who do they call if somebody out there is listening that does crafts?
You call Kathleen. You can get on our website. I think. Yeah, Laughlin Elks.
All right.
And they're looking for that. National Public Lands Day is coming up September the 28th out at Heritage Park. And that's, they call it Pyramid Canyon. There's going to be treasure hunts, animal exhibits, fishing, face painting, planting seeds, painting rocks for the Tree of Life that's out there, the rock garden. All kinds of really cool stuff with that.
You know, before I started the show, I have to run all the way across the mall to the restroom. And when I walked out about 5 minutes to 12, Kathleen was over at one of the restaurants talking with somebody.
Angry Pigs.
Yeah. And she had this big old folder, and she said, I've come equipped for your show. And now she's got all these flyers all laid out.
Well, I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
And the big thing that the Laughlin Elks do every year, well, they do it twice a year. They have a big parking lot sale. And it goes for 72 hours straight.
Wow.
And that's October.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, it is. You should be a volunteer that's working the overnight ones. Okay. October 25th to 27th. So if you have anything that you would like to donate to them, you can call. You could get kha70@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or that's also on the Elks website. And all that money goes to all the different programs that the Elks take care of, which is like the school reading program,
right.
Just so many different things. So.
You know, I spent 18 years as a public information officer for the fire department, so I'm thinking that you need a new business card that says the unofficial public information officer for Laughlin.
No, that's too much.
Well, but look what all you've brought here. I mean, now, do you know who, let me ask you this, Miss Aquiring Minds.
Okay.
Do you know who Marcy Scott is?
Oh. Name sounds familiar. Oh. Tell me who she's hooked up with.
You're going to have to listen on September 12th to the show.
Oh.
Because she's from Laughlin, and she's with a special group. And you're going to have to listen. Oh, look, she's look on her face.
Okay, you know I'm going to go home and find out who Marcy Scott is.
Okay, well, you should.
Somebody put that on Facebook for me, okay? Laughlin Buzz. Tell me who Marcy Scott is. I'm sorry, Marcy, because I know if I...
She's going to be on my show on the 12th.
Ooh.
So you'll have to listen.
Yes.
And then you can come down and afterwards and say, can we do an Aquarian Minds about, you know, your group?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got to the groups yet.
Okay.
As soon as I get done with the business.
This is a very interesting group, very professional, very.
She's the writer.
Yeah.
Well, let me, you want me to tell you a story about that?
Okay, go ahead.
I sort of helped get that started.
Oh, you did?
because the library was doing these things for the kids about writing and, you know, getting the kids writing. And I said, you know what? I would love to. I like to write.
Yeah.
So I would love to do that. And if we could get a group going with someone that would, were people that just want to write their journals or whatever.
Right.
So Tanya at the library, who's fantastic, and Chandra, they.
We need to get
Marcy,
Tanya on my show.
I will talk to her.
Okay.
Marcy actually came to her, and she is a professional writer.
Oh.
And she's written books and stuff, and she offered to take it over. And so with my schedule, I'm never able to actually get to the group, which is driving me crazy.
Well,
so.
Listen on the 12th, and you can see what they're you can find out what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, what you started. Yeah.
I know. That's been going on now for almost a year, 6 months, I think. Six or eight months now. Yeah.
I'll find out.
It'll be very interesting
to listen to
her. So, yeah.
And who thought Laughlin, the town of Laughlin, had a writing group?
My gosh.
Yeah.
This town has so many things.
Yeah. Well, and both sides do. I mean,
but you know, for
nonprofits and.
Well, for a town
so
that's 11,000, we only have 11,000 people.
Yeah.
And when I started this Inquiry Minds thing, I had no idea. I was just hitting the people that were presenting at the LTAB meeting.
Right.
So I wouldn't sound so stupid when I'm asking questions or sitting up there. I actually know what they do. And that led to other things, like the VA. I just did the post office. My gosh, what our post office does is unbelievable.
See, and what I didn't see in your article, that... Wait, if you go back into the 80s, and those people that lived on the river in the 80s all know, Laughlin did not change times. The plant And all the casinos stayed on Arizona time.
I did not know that.
For the benefit of the employees and whatnot. The only casino that changed times.
Riverside.
Was the Riverside. Because they had the post office. Mm-hmm. They had to. And, of course, now everybody with their corporations and whatnot, they had to change times. But, yeah, back in the early 80s and for many years, the only casino that was on Nevada time during the time change was the Riverside. The rest of them all operated on, which, and I'm saying the rest of them was like three, okay? Uh-huh. You had the Edgewater and you had the Nevada Club and the Colorado Club, which is the Pioneer now.
How interesting. They were all, I didn't know.
They the all operated on Arizona time.
Well, the Riverside still has a post office.
Yeah. That wasn't in your article either.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
it is?
Yep.
Yeah, I must have skipped it then.
Oh, see?
I was proofreading.
Hey, I was a secretary for the military. I did a lot of proofreading and went to a lot of classes.
When you write these, they're so long. I'm like, okay, I'll skim
through
this.
That's why Scott said, why don't we start my own?
Yeah.
And that's why we went to the Laughlin Inquiry Minds. And anybody that wants to join, you just click on there and then I approve you.
Right.
And I'm totally blown away. We started this in February. Right now, as of this morning, we had 753 members.
Wow.
I went, whoa.
You almost have an 11th of Laughlin.
Yes. Well, people are from all over the United States, I'm finding out, too. So, but anybody can get on it.
Good.
And it's been a lot of fun doing it, meeting some really nice people.
And you write it all so detailed and everything.
Well, people need to know.
I know. So. I know. You want to give out your phone number or how do people get a hold of you?
Laughlin Buzz.
Laughlin Buzz. Okay, there you go. Laughlin Buzz. That's Kathleen.
Well, I'm in the paper. I'm all over the place.
I know.
So
you're
with
everywhere.
My number, my email, you can email me at kwhiteh449@aol.com.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair. The big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby. Bullhead City.
A reverse mortgage can increase your cash flow and allow you to improve your financial security by helping you extend the life of your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Suzanne Causley, your reverse mortgage specialist with Mojave State Bank. Using the proceeds from a reverse mortgage can relieve you from monetary pressures and allow you to take control of your financial future. When considering if a reverse mortgage loan may be a smart financial solution for you, please contact me, Suzanne Causley, with Mojave State Bank.
Mojave State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, or the Laughlin Outlet Center, actually, is the name. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host on Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and then you can take home a pie, or some muffins, or some cookies, or brownies, and then you get a belly like me. And it's also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center up on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Physical therapist, in case you have to go into a facility for physical therapy or you leave a hospital and they don't want you to go home until you have physical therapy, you can go right there to Legacy. And then they also do occupational and speech therapy, and then they're a skilled nursing facility. And what you really want to do sometime is just stop in and ask for a little tour, then you know exactly what they do if you ever need their services. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino on the second floor, right there between Don Celebrity Theater and the Gourmet Room. You can't miss them. And if you need a haircut, if you need a color or tinting or pedicure or body wax, maybe a massage, stop into Gene Jeffrey. And if you mention I told you this, they'll give you a free gift. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they have that co-op connection card, and they're getting really close now to doing the tree sales. Zen with MEC will be here tomorrow in the second half of the show. He'll tell you all about the trees and how you can get them. But also get a co-op connection card from MEC and save money all over town. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you find bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees or ants or grasshoppers at your house and you don't want them, call Barron's. They'll spray. They're gone. They did my house yesterday, actually. And they do it every month. And they can do yours every month or your business every month. Call Barron's. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, you can test drive any car on the lot. You can order a brand new Hyundai, but you got to check out that Palisade. It's the size of a Tahoe, but it's under 60 grand. Yeah. So go see Martin Swanee. If you want to buy a nice SUV, go check it out. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, of course, they take care of your transmission, your AC, your tune-ups, brakes, oil changes, you name it. If you've got a problem with your car, take it to ATCO on the two blue buildings right on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby. Grand Liquidations, big box items at little Bullhead City prices. He gets overages. He gets missed colors. He gets a little scratch on a dresser on the side or something. And they'll check it all out. They'll tell you everything about it. And a huge stock in there. Let me tell you, appliances, furniture, bedroom furniture, barbecue sets, you name it, they've got it. Check out Grand Liquidations on Highway 95 between Circle K and the Ford dealership. The Caring Crew, they're great because they take care of you and your home. They'll go do your grocery shopping for you. They'll pick up your meds. They'll do home tasks and home care, everything you kind of need. If you can't do those things, you know, when you get older, sometimes you're limited. So call the Caring Crew. They'll help you out. All right, it's now time for community. Whoa, we're out of time, actually. We don't have time for community calendar. We talked too much with Kathleen. It was your fault. Yeah, I know. That's going to can it for the tuna. A guy named Sean Hannity is going to jump on behind the mic here in about 7 minutes. We got news up next and then weather. We'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.